Maybe one of these days I'll tell you. One last one, and this is really a temperament one. Cholerics, you know how people will say, you got a problem with me, just tell me in my face right now. People say that? That's called some cholerics. The rest of the temperaments don't mean it. We don't want to hear that. So be wary of that. The sanguines and the cholerics do tend to want to talk right now about what's bothering them, what's happening. I had a boss who was just great in this regard. We'd be talking about any problem, you go, that's ridiculous. Finance told you that? Hold on. Finance? Yeah, give me Jack. Hey, Jack, I got Art here. Did you tell him this? You know, that kind of thing. Very effective. Very boom, 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 boom. Now, he was a big shot, and Jack had to run to the phone and everything, but that's how he ran things. Real clear. Really good. Sorry, I got to leave at 3 o'clock. I'm on the radio the rest of the day. That kind of thing. Okay, so he was at that. And the same ones, too. Like, oh, something's really bothering me. Can I talk about it now? Okay. That we call this what's a softened startup. The other part of the coin, us phlegmatics and melancholics, you know, we don't want to get into chapter 3. We don't want to open the book. Table of contents. Chapters, okay. No, like I was a professional, a clinician for almost 30 years, which means, you know, 6 or 8 hours a day, people would come and tell me about their problems. But it started at 11. It ended at 11:50, and you can give me anything you want from 11:50, because I was just geared towards that. With certain things set up, I can hear about the problems of life, and I'm willing to attend to them. But I'm just walking down the street, someone grabs me and says, listen, I'm clinically depressed, can you help me right now? I go, I don't know, you know what I mean? That's not it. So you got to be sensitive to that. You got to know this about yourself. Am I the kind of person when I have an idea or something important, I must express it right now, and if you don't, you're not supportive? Or are you the one kind of like, I really do want to talk about the important things. You remember what I said earlier? I don't want to be labeled in our marriage as someone that doesn't want to deal with problems. That's a poisonous label. However, I don't want to talk about everything on the fly. So you want to be sensitive. We call this the softened startup. The example I like to give is, let's say you're at work, and you think, darn it, I don't think I'm being appreciated enough. I think I should have a promotion and more money. This happens. So what would you do? Now, prudently, you would probably do something like this. Schedule a talk with your boss. Maybe today's Monday. Schedule a talk Thursday or Friday of his or her availability. Prepare yourself for it. Go in there. Take the half hour, 45 minutes you got. Plead your case. Your decision would be made or something like that. Well, that would be a prudent way to do that. That would be good. Well, let's say, so you call your boss, you schedule for Friday. And then Wednesday, you're on the elevator. And walks the boss on the elevator. You're going up 6 flights together. We say, hey, listen, while you're here, can I ask about a raise? And how would she react? Like, what are you doing? What are you talking about? I'm in the other, what? Who are you? What? It would go so quick. And then you go, oh, I talked to her about it. She wouldn't give me my raise. What? Which I got the worst setup you can have. We sometimes do this with our spouse, too. Because I want to talk about right now. I got to talk about right now. So this is where temperaments are very important. So half of you like to talk about it right now, no matter what. The other part wants to know, wants to be ready for it. This is stuff, if it's important, it must be discussed. But sometimes you can say something. Before cell phones were invented, when Lorraine and I would have a disagreement, Lorraine wants to talk about everything right now. And I want to go to work sometimes, or I have to get to work, and I don't want to have her yelling at me, and I get to work, my boss yelling at me. So sometimes I'll be in a bind, I'm shaving, she's telling me about some important thing, and then I'm in the car. Then cell phones were invented, I can say, okay, good. Hold that thought. I'll be in the car. I'll be on 66 in Virginia for like an hour and a half. Let's talk about it. And then I would crawl to work, right? Work out fine. But before that, I wouldn't. So when we do things like this, so when you're marriage, you kind of also listen, I can tell this is really important. I may be really even in trouble or something really on your mind. I promise I'll be home at 6 o'clock tonight. Or let's say 8 o'clock when the kids are in bed. Glass of wine. We'll talk about it. And by the way, you need to be home at 8 o'clock that night. If some terrorist comes and takes your car and throws you in the ditch, you need to get out of the ditch and rob somebody else of their car. So I'll explain later. I'm going home. And you need to be there at 8 o'clock, and you need to sit down, and you have the biggest elephant ears. You go, what's on your mind, sweetheart? Let's talk about it. It works. So be sensitive that the person saying, no, I don't want to talk about it, is not necessarily, I don't want promises. I need to be ready for this. It's too important. I'm about to ask for my raise. I'm not going to ask for it in the elevator just because it crosses my mind. I want to be ready for this. And then I don't kick the can down the road forever. You want to talk about a 12-year-old? Okay, how about when they're 22? Let's talk about them then. Will a decade be okay? Yeah, that won't work.
So see, this sensitivity sometimes, because sometimes the only problem is a style one. It's a shame when marriages go south over style issues. So know this about, you know this about yourself, you know this about your spouse. Can you wait or not? If you can wait, get it set up. When I'm home at 8 o'clock, babe, the world behind me, one glass of wine, I'm ready to hear it, even though I can tell I'm probably not going to like it. That make sense? That's a softened startup. Great. Okay, so we just talked about 5 good habits of communication that make marriages happier. Happier, okay? What's the big enemy of communication? Class? Defensiveness. You see that coming? You got to deal with it. Sometimes it could be a timeout, say, ooh, this is really important. I'm really hot under the collar. Can we take a walk? Can we wait a couple hours? Let's get back to this. I need to cool down, babe. I need to say some prayers and get back to this. That's okay. Of course, you come back, right? All right. Expressing the underlying positive. It's not putting a happy face on things. It's getting the discipline to look carefully and see the beauty in your wife or husband in your marriage. And because you're a free man or woman, you're going to start with that. Because you love her. That's how lovers start. Avoiding escalation of conflict. What I'm doing now is making it worse. Let's take a time out. Open to influence. Doesn't mean being a doormat. Doesn't mean doing what anything your husband or wife wants. But at the end of the day, you're open to influence and a softened startup. These good habits help counteract the marriage poisons of defensiveness, negative override, withdrawal, and conflict resolution. Can I also say just real clearly, everyone violates these. Lorena, the only problem with a skit is you have so many skits. Which embarrassing, ridiculous encounter do we want to share with friends tonight? That's all. So I just want to see it's with Christ's help that these things become possible. That's the end of our talk. Thank you very much.